Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have visited Iran's heavy water reactor in the central city of Arak. The visit comes less than a month after Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany reached a deal over Iran's nuclear energy program. In Egypt, three leading political activists go on trial in Cairo on charges of defying a disputed protest line, allegedly assaulting police. Their trial is the first case of activists being charged under the provisions of the new protest law signed by interim president Adli Mansour in November. Over 50 people have been killed and many more injured in the latest string of bombings targeting the Iraqi capital Baghdad. The deadliest attack took place in the predominantly Shia districts of Bayah. Iraqi officials have blamed Saudi Arabia for financing al-Qaeda-linked groups to carry out terror attacks in Iraq. Ukraine's capital becomes the scene of a huge pro-EU protest rally after the government refused to sign a major trade deal with the European bloc. The protesters, angry over the government's push for closer ties with Russia, also knocked down a statue of former Communist Party Vladimir Lenin. Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat says she will dissolve the parliament and call for early elections. This as anti-government protesters have kicked off fresh rallies in the capital day after opposition lawmakers resigned en masse from parliament. The opposition has described the premier's decision as inadequate. In Singapore, police have arrested 27 people following a riot sparked by the death of an Indian national. Hundreds took to the streets afterwards, setting fire to police cars and hurling stones at police. At least 16 people, mostly police officers, were injured in the violence. Colombia's main leftist guerrilla group, the FARC, declares a 30-day ceasefire effective from December the 15th. The announcement comes a day after eight people were killed in an attack blamed on the rebel group. Bogota and the FARC are holding peace talks aimed at ending five decades of their hostilities. And in the U.S., freezing cold has reached the East Coast, affecting Washington, Philadelphia, and New York. Many flights have been so far canceled or delayed. The extraordinary weather condition has left large parts of the southeastern United States without power.